Trump administration removes over 400 DHS employees in workforce purge, half of those from FEMA. By Alana Mastrangelo on February 16, 2025. President Donald Trump's administration has reportedly terminated more than 400 U.S. Department of Homeland Security DHS employees in an ongoing purge. A total of 405 employees have been removed at the DHS in an ongoing workforce purge taking place at federal agencies and departments, a government official told ABC News on Friday. The bulk of the cuts have occurred at the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, with more than 200 employees removed, as well as at the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, where 130 workers were terminated, the outlet noted. Watch, Tulsi Gabbard confirmed by U.S. Senate as Trump's Director of National Intelligence. Meanwhile, almost 50 employees were cut from the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, while the DHS Science and Technology Directorate saw 10 workers removed, ABC News reported. 12 members of the Coast Guard, who work on diversity, equity and inclusion, DEI, were reportedly affected by the changes by being offered the opportunity to support border security efforts at the southern U.S. border. Currently, all of these employees, who are based in Washington, D.C., have been placed on administrative leave, the outlet noted. Under President Trump's leadership, we are making sweeping cuts and reform across the federal government to eliminate egregious waste and incompetence that has been happening for decades at the expense of the American taxpayer, a DHS spokesperson told ABC News. Watch, FEMA administrator reveals 20 homes were skipped in hurricane aftermath. Today's Department of Homeland Security personnel action will result in roughly $50 million in savings for American taxpayers and incalculable valuable toward accountability and cutting red tape, the spokesperson continued. DHS component leads identified non-mission critical personnel in probationary status, the DHS spokesperson added. We are actively identifying other wasteful positions and offices that do not fulfill DHS mission. As Breitbart News reported, former U.S. Coast Guard Admiral Linda Lee Fagan, who was fired on President Trump's second day in office due to concerns relating to the U.S. border and excessive focus on DEI initiatives, among other issues, was evicted from her admiral quarters earlier this month. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.